If we're going to be honest with ourselves, the plan that you and I have for our lives is plain sailing on a calm ocean all the way. The problem is, as much as it wasn't part of our plan, every now and then, a storm hits. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to Fresh. I was up very early the other morning, as I often am, working at my desk in my study, and outside, there was a storm blowing. It wasn't just any storm, it was one of those howling storms with driving rain. And as I sat there pecking away at the keyboard, I was just so thankful that I was in my nice warm study and not out there in the storm, or worse still, in a small boat out on the ocean. But the facts of life are that sometimes we're going to be caught out in that tiny boat in a howling storm. It's just the way it goes. And when we do find ourselves in that place, the question is, who or what are we going to put our trust in, our faith in? There are many contenders: wealth, other people, success, our own abilities. The list goes on. But really, for me, there's only one answer. There's only one way. Luke chapter 8, beginning at verse 23. While they were sailing, Jesus slept. A big storm blew across the lake, and the boat began to fill with water. They were in danger. The followers went to Jesus and woke him. They said, "Master, Master, we're going to drown." Jesus got up. He gave a command to the wind and the waves. The wind stopped, and the lake became calm. He said to his followers, "Where is your faith?" Now that's a very good question. When you're out there in that tiny boat on that frightening ocean, who or what are you going to put your trust in? That's God's word, fresh for you today. It's true. Every now and then, storms do hit. And when they do, we need to be ready. When they do, we need to have the powerful word of God already at work in our hearts. That's why I'd love to send you your fresh devotional each day. A powerful scripture verse together with some words of inspiration, hope, and encouragement to help you be all that God made you to be. Completely free. Just stop by at ChristianityWorks.com for instant access. Again, that web address is ChristianityWorks.com. I'll catch you next time.